Blog Talk Radio.
To the Truth and Power Corner today. How is everybody doing today? Today is Friday. Our air date is February the 19th, 2021. Welcome to the Digital Den. Come on in, family. We want to start the show off as always. Salute to our political prisoners and our families that are locked behind those walls. Please reach out and help as much as you can, family. We are going through some difficult times right now, and we still have those brothers that need our help as well. Salute to all Black media platforms and our sisters and brothers that are out here bringing us this knowledge, truth, and power. Keep bringing it to us. Salute to all of you, and thank you. I want to say salute to the Vanguards Online Academy, the Ashe Academy, and all African-centered educational initiatives that are out here teaching our babies. We have to change this paradigm. We have to. So keep doing it. Salute to you all. Keep teaching our babies. I want to welcome y'all into the den today. Like I said, we are going through some difficult times right now, family. We have to stay focused. Remain on our square and do what we need to do. Today, we are going to have an awesome show. We have a very special guest with us today. I want to invite everybody to call in at 516-387-1549. I'm about to introduce our guest today so we can bring her on into the building. I'm so honored to have her here today. Today, we'll be speaking with Goddess Plump Queen. Welcome, 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 sis. How you doing today? Welcome on in.
I'm awesome with the thoughts on it, sis. Dua for having me. I appreciate you. I'm doing well.
Most definitely. Now, I did want to ask you, do I means thank you, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and what language is this?
This would be Metu Nature.
Okay, so you're
going
to have to explain.
Huh? Yeah. It is, it's ancient Kemetic.
Oh, okay.
Which
okay.
We call Metu Nature.
Oh, okay. That's something new I'm learning, but I knew it had to be thank you because I've seen you use it several times.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So, we have a caller that called in. If you want to add to the conversation, just press 1. And if you're here to just listen in on the show, thank you for listening and thank you for calling in. We're going to get started because I want. So it's Plump Queen, I want you to start off first. I want you to tell us who you are, how, give us a little of your history, a little of your background and how you started and then, you know, became this unapologetic, beautiful, powerful queen that you are today. Where did it all start?
My real name is Tamara Houston. And Plump Queen came about a little later. I was born in New York, Queens, New York. And so I can make that long story short. When I was 18, my mom moved down to Macon, Georgia. That's where my grandparents, both of her parents are from. Moved down here just like everybody else growing up. Me and my mom getting into our phases of not getting along. I'm growing up and all that good stuff. And then I moved back to New York. When I moved back to New York, I was working at a place in Long Island. And long story short, I got into a car accident with a very good friend of mine. She fell asleep while driving. And from what she told me, because I was asleep for the whole situation, she tried to get back on the road and they made the car flip over. And I pretty much woke up in the hospital with no arm. So, that's the short, version of that.
Yeah.
So I pretty much did well, unless you want to ask the question.
Yeah. Because I've never heard you tell the story before, right? But it didn't stop your life at all, because I noticed, because I was like, I wonder was she born or was she, were you in an accident or whatever? But it had to be like life changing. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I want us to start right there. How did you, cope with that and make that change to where you are so, you are so comfortable and you are so empowered in yourself, even with it happening to you. So how did you, go through that change? And I know it was kind of difficult. So how did you do
that? There were a lot of factors on why I believe that I took this so well. For one, I was asleep for the accident. So even though I lost my arm, I didn't hear, feel, see anything. I kind of fell asleep. That's the last thing I remember. And then I woke up with one arm. So there was no, mental trauma. I wasn't in the car accident. I wasn't in the car, being afraid, I didn't feel my arm coming off and, all of those things that can be extremely traumatizing mentally.
Yeah.
So I feel like that part of that is the reason why I took it so well. Because my friend who was in the car accident with me, even though she didn't lose any limbs and she actually came out without a scratch, for her, all that stuff is mental.
Oh,
she was awake for the accident. Saying? Yeah. She, I do remember coming to at one time. She had to try to get me back into the car so I wouldn't fall out. So she saw my arm completely gone. So I can't even imagine what that looks like. You're talking about blood and muscles and, all types of stuff.
Yeah.
That has to be very traumatizing and very scary. So, yeah, I didn't have that experience at all.
Okay, I see what you're saying, because she experienced it all because she was awake. So she took it a whole lot different than you did. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. That was how I took that. So when I woke up, I didn't even know my arm was gone. The nurse had to tell me that.
Wow. Okay. Wow. And so, like I said, with the changing in your life, how did that happen? You know, how did you deal with that? Was that a hard thing?
No, actually, the healing and learning new things. For some reason, I'm very adaptive. I'm figuring out who I am, and I feel like that's all a part of my purpose. And you know what I'm saying? And why, it goes along with what I'm supposed to do in this life.
So I'm very adaptive. Have you been awake in all of your life? Like, have you been conscious all of your life, or did you learn later in life?
Well, I started early. I started off in Christianity. I was a Pentecostal. And when I was nine, my mom met her husband. And he changed our religion. So I went to church, and that was my foundation, but I wasn't what I would say indoctrinated. Because as a child, I just followed what my mother was doing. I didn't have my own sense of spirituality, my own, I would say, stake in it. So whatever my mom said goes. I trusted my mother. I knew, I felt like she was going to guide me in the right place. So if she's changing what we're doing, then that's the right thing to do. So when I turned nine is when we got into consciousness. He was an Ansaw, and he followed Malachi Z. York, and then he turned into Nwapu. So I was a Nwabian during my teenage years.
And you said Nwabian?
So, Nwabian, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, what is that? Because I've never even heard of that before.
Okay, Nwapu was, a spirituality based off ancient Kemet as well, which is why when I met the Lighthouse, it was kind of a good fit. So, and from my perspective on Malachi Z. York, he was trying to, raise us through schools. He started in the Ansar, a form of, Islam, and then he changed into Nwapu, and I felt like had he gone on, it would have just gotten deeper and deeper, because there's levels, to this knowledge and, into this. So I felt like that was his plan to do that, but, things happened in that situation, so it didn't follow through.
Yeah.
But everything was based off, ancient Kemet.
Yes, and Kemet, and so they were teaching you all your history and different things way, from a young age, because I know a lot of us, that's where we missing it at. We don't know who we are. Like we were talking, before the show, we don't know who we are, and that's one of the problems that's hindering us is that lack of knowledge. I love how your Aspiration TV and how your lives and different things and the way you connect with the people, right? That's why I was asking how long you've been conscious, because your knowledge and your wisdom is so deep. I mean, you have me looking at things so differently when I listen to you, because sometimes I come on, I'd be like, so many of our people are stuck in this place where they don't love themselves, so they looking for that approval from them outside people, right? You stand unapologetic. Talk to us about how you got to that point in your life. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of us haven't gotten to that point where we love ourselves and can stand it unapologetic like this.
Oh, well, I had to do the shadow work. I had to, because I grew up insecure. Myself, I was a big girl, as I like to say. I was a fat girl, and I grew up north in New York. And unlike down south, and at least in recent times, big girls didn't really get any play. You had to be either light skin with straight hair and slim waist, and I was definitely dark skin with a fro, and I was fat, and I dressed like any other big girl who dressed with their clothes, you know, too big, too size to cover up your roles and all of that good stuff. So I wasn't the girl that, you know, guys were attracted to, but everybody still liked me. I was still the sister. And they used to even call me Mother Love. I've always had this, you know, this thing about giving good advice and, you know, being someone's ear and, you know, teaching people and guiding people in a way, even when I was younger. And now as an adult, I feel like that has to do with my life path.
Yeah.
You know, when you're born, you know, when you're born into the onto this earth, you are born here for a purpose. And this journey in life is just for you to unfold that.
Exactly.
So at birth, you're born with everything you are. You just have to almost like ignite it, if that makes sense.
Most definitely. And why do we connect so well? Because I grew up that heavyweight, the biggest one in the room, dark skin. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I see people, now ain't this some shit. I said, when I was fat, I ain't like fat girl. You know what I'm saying? Now, they can be huge, and I don't know what they got their makeup on. They beautiful now. I don't say nothing. I'm not knocking anybody. But I'm like, okay, when I was fat, they ain't like fat girl. Now, fat girl is the thing. So we can get on so many levels. And I had to. But I
need
to change that too.
Well, my thing about that's something in society that definitely needs to change, because again, we need to love ourselves and we need to be our own standard of beauty. But I feel like everyone's life happens the way it's supposed to. So I was the fat girl and all of those things because for what I was supposed to do in my life, I wasn't supposed to. I could have been like a lot of girls who a guy's attracted to you, so you have sex early and, you know, you have a lot of partners or getting into certain relationships at young ages, you know what I mean? Because I know a lot of women, a lot of girls who went through relationship after relationship through junior high school and high school. So by the time they got 20, they have a really bad taste in their mouth about men, a really bad experience, you know what I'm saying, with men. And they were not even men, children.
Yeah. Or
you know what I'm saying?
Without a hip.
Right.
Without a hip.
Having babies. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All of those things. So it kind of warps your perspective on the opposite sex. You know, and then my biological dad wasn't in my life. And I also, you know, had some things, you know, about my mom's husband. So even with that, I still didn't have this, you know, niggas ain't shit. You know what I mean? You know, like, you know, I don't have this, you know, feminist attitude about men. Like, I love the, you know what I'm saying? I love the black man. You know, even though I've had my bad relationships, you know what I'm saying? I've been played, I've been cheated on, all that good stuff. But I don't have this deep-rooted anger against men.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's part of that is because I have brothers. Like, even though they weren't my boyfriends, I have a lot of men who care about me. I'm very close to some of the men that I went to high school with. Those are my brothers. You know what I mean? And I have bonds with them, and I care about them. So there's no way that I would want anybody to mistreat them or, you know, treat them any kind of way. So that's why I have this sense of, you know, I feel like a little balancement when it comes to that, even though I didn't have my dad in my life. You know what I'm saying? And I've had, you know, relationships and things of that nature.
Yes. And see, that made you be more grounded because, like I said, I love the how you your wisdom. You see what I'm saying? I was sitting listening to you, and I heard you say this right here. The healing journey is the most difficult, you know, journey that we have. So it's a lot about people that, and I found this out so late in life. If we don't go through that healing, we're not going to get to that nation building stage. Because a lot of our people, and I don't care what nobody say, all of our people have had some kind of intergenerational trauma. Some kind of way in their
Absolutely.
Life. A black person
That's true.
In this world. So in that healing, we have to heal. How do you think we're going to do that? Because we need a mass healing. And I'm talking about mental healing and the physical healing of our bodies and things like this.
Well, we have to give up. First, we would have to give up ideologies that no longer serve us. We have to start understanding that everything is within and not outside. We have to understand that it's us that has to heal us. A lot of us believe that someone else or some other entity is going to do that for you, and it's not. It's you. And we also have to take in accountability our actions. A lot of us feel like because things have happened to us, we now have the right to do things. Because my mom didn't do this, that, and that for me, or my dad didn't do this, that for me, or I went through this experience, or I went through this trauma, so now I have the right, you know what I'm saying, to either inflict that same kind of pain or something like it because this is what happened to me. We have to be rid of that thought process. The energy that you put out is the energy that you give back. And you're not responsible for the things that happen to you as a child, but you are responsible for getting yourself out of situations when you get older. You don't have to do what your parents did. Once you become an adult and once you are responsible for yourself, you can now change everything about you. But you have to choose to. You have to want to be different. And a lot of us are comfortable in our pain. We're comfortable in that trauma. Because it is hard work to look in the mirror and say, even though this is this that happened to me, I shouldn't do this. To be honest with yourself, to see that all the things that bother you are actually reflections of things in yourself. That's the hardest thing to accept.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the things that we as a people, we have to quit crying. Because I found out today, you know, we've had all these storms and different things going on. And, you know, they hit hard in Texas. So I feel for our people, but I had one of my elder comrades say to me, he said, how long are we going to keep depending on the government? We know don't care nothing about us. He said, we should have had things in place to combat what was coming. He said, we ain't been through Katrina. He said, we've been through too many things to keep on crying and not being prepared. So what are your thoughts on this?
We on frequency. I did a whole live this rising about that before I went to work.
I sure did.
And I agree with your elder 1,000%. And it's not to say that, you know, we're insensitive or don't have empathy for, you know, people that are going through these situations. But like he said, there's too much has gone on in the last 5 years, last 10 years. For us to not be prepared. But again, we're comfortable. See, unless it happens to you or yours, it's just a, oh, rest in peace. It's just a, oh, a meme. But in real life, no one really cares. Because you're not stopping your life to change that. You're still dealing with your comforts. You're not giving up, you know what I'm saying, what you got going on to help these other people. Flint, Michigan, for over a decade has not had clean water. Why are we still not talking about that?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this whole pandemic just happened. Who was expecting that last year? Nobody. But it happened. So now this world has proven that anything can happen at any time. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you're used to. Weather is all fucked up. There was a hurricane. What was it? Hurricane Sandy in New York. We don't get hurricanes in New York.
Wow. Okay.
We didn't enjoy that one, though. So I'm sure New York is ready for a hurricane now. I'm sure all the new structures that they're building are hurricane-proof. I'm sure of it. We can't keep going about what we're used to and what we're not built for. You need to be built for everything now. And if you ain't built for it, you need to build yourself up. There are no excuses anymore. If you live up north and you just like, oh, I can't deal with the heat, you better figure it out. Because what happens the day that New York has a heat wave for 2 months straight? What you going to do?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, again, Texas just got a snow, got a New York type snowstorm that knocked out all their shit. Like, y'all need to be prepared for that. I used to laugh at, you know, at the people down here in Georgia, because every time there's even a little bit of flurry of a snow, they don't know what to do with themselves. They shut down everything.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of being prepared. No, for real. Like, yo, they don't, they keep these kids out of school, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
These children need to be in school. Well, at the time before this pandemic and all that, these children need to be, you know, need to learn. But if it even looks like a flurry, they shutting a whole city down. Instead of y'all investing in putting salt trucks, preparing for snowstorms now, so your city can run through any weather. I don't understand why you wouldn't do that once y'all realize that snow is snow in Georgia.
Because it's gonna snow. You can't say that. Don't do it no more once you see it happen.
Yeah, you see what happened. Like, man, when I was growing up in high school, I was just talking to my homegirl about this. I went to school in Manhattan, and I lived in Queens. So I had to commute 2.5 hours every day by myself to get to high school. In New York. Yeah, I've been traveling far and wide since sixth grade to get to school.
Wow.
I've been very independent since I was a kid. I was running my mom's business at 13.
Okay. Okay. So
you know,
Okay. And see, I'm gonna tell you something. When you have parents that do things like that, they kind of groom you to be strong like you are. You see what I'm saying? That's why you were so independent, because she was so strong like that.
Absolutely. My mom definitely went on out and did everything. You know what I'm saying? She built up her life. And while she was building up her life, she also kind of put me in the position to be independent and learn things on my own.
Yeah. And guess what?
So
guess what my nickname is?
What's your nickname?
Tammy.
That's my mama's name.
Yes, I've been researching you.
That is my mama's name.
Yes, ma'am. And I wanted to say, I wanted to say rest in power to your Aunt Tracy as well. You see what I'm saying? Because like I said, I said, wow, her mama's name is Tammy. That's my nick. See, you see what I'm saying? The connection. That's why I say the ancestors put things in place for a reason. And I wanted to go right into our next question too. I see you talk to your ancestors a lot as well. Now, I'm not as spiritual as I should be, because, like I said, I just started my journey. But I've been talking to my ancestors all my life and didn't know what it was. You know what I'm saying? They hit me on my shoulder. I used to be scared of it until I knew who they were. When I knew who they were, I talked to them daily. And I see you do the same thing. So can we talk about the power of those conversations with our ancestors?
Well, absolutely. Well, I just actually started on this talking to my ancestors journey. You know, I've always been in tune, but I've just, like, I have my cousin. She's a tarot reader. And also a lot of the people around me have been dealing with cards. You know, most of the people that I come to for guidance, you know, they use cards to, you know, give me that guidance. Or they have direct, direct connections to the source. That's how I'll put that. So this is almost like my new stage. Now I'm now getting more connected and doing it on my own instead of seeking out, you know, others to help me. This is now my time to connect directly. And as of now, you know, tarot and oral cards are the thing that's helping me do that. Now, like I always put my disclaimer out there, I am not a tarot reader. I cannot tell you your life, your future, or none of that. You know what I'm saying? But what I do know is I can connect to my ancestors, and I feel like it is my part of my purpose, you know what I'm saying, to share knowledge. So the things that they tell me are also things that other people are going through as well. So that's why I share, you know, the messages that they give to me. Because I'm not the only one going through what I'm going through. I'm not the only one, you know what I'm saying, on my path. You know, there are a lot of healers out there. There are a lot of people who are supposed to raise souls and liberate their people. So I'm sure, you know, we go through similar things.
Exactly. So it is very powerful.
And the more I talk to them and the more I connect with them, the more abundance I have in my life, the more the things that I want and I desire, you know, I receive. The more I push to my purpose, the more I get.
Because I heard you on a live the other day and you were reading cards, you know what I'm saying? And you were so point on, I thought you had been doing it for a long time, you know what I'm saying? But when you are connected with the ancestors, they're going to speak to you anyway, And that goes right into, you know, connecting with your tribe, the lighthouse, right? Because I noticed you, I started watching brother, I think his name is pronounced Jamar Milton.
Yes,
he has, I love his songs and I love hearing that brother speak. I especially love his song, smoking a doobie. I love this song. But
oh, flip.
You know which one I'm talking about.
You talk about flip. Legalize it.
Yes.
No legalize it. Yeah, that's my joint. Him and J.O. Keys. J.O. Keys is another dope artist out of St. Lucia.
Okay.
You should definitely check him out too.
Okay, tell us about the Lighthouse and Brother Jamar Milton now. Because like I said, I see the work that you all are doing, and like I said, listening to him talk, and I love the music. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing we need to be trying to change is our music for our base. So tell us about the Lighthouse and the things that you all are doing there.
Well, the way I like to tell this story is when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So about 3-4 years ago, I was in a state where I was really trying to figure out what my purpose was. You know, it was a good decade had gone by. You know, I've already healed, and I was kind of just living mundanely, really wasn't doing anything. You know, I had no intentions of getting a regular job or anything like that. So I was just really trying to find out my purpose. So again, when you are ready for that, you know, the universal answer. So I can't tell you what video I saw, what day it was, or anything like that, but I just came across one of Jamar's videos. Mm-hmm. And I got to watching it, and it just reminded me of Melikai the York, or we call him Baba. Because like I said, I used to be a Nuwabi, and that was my last, you know, spiritual walk. And again, it wasn't something that I chose. It was something that I followed my mother into. So once I bumped into his videos, everything just, what I call having a DNA explosion. So it's like all the things that he was talking about were like extended, you know what I'm saying, versions of what Baba was teaching us. So it made me feel like, yes, I'm in the right place. Because this is exactly what Baba said, but you know what, I really didn't understand it when he said it, but the way Jamar broke it down makes 1,000% sense.
So
I just started watching him, you know what I'm saying, every day. He would come on every rising at 9 a.m., you know what I'm saying, with his singing bowl. And if you could go to his YouTube page, he has over like 300, you know, videos on every subject that you can think about.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So just watching his videos, you know, I just decided to, you know, start supporting it because I'm the type of person, like, this is what I'm about. Like, I didn't know that this was my path, but I just know it was always in me that resonated with being a part of anything that is about helping us as a group, you know, liberating our people and, you know, getting where we need to be. So I just, you know, gravitated to them and we became family and I became, you know, a member and, you know, we're the Lighthouse Movement, LLC, you know what I'm saying? And we're pretty much an organization like I said, for what our purpose is to, you know, help teach, liberate, and, you know, heal our people. And actually right now we're building a sovereign city in Ghana. We've also, you know, have our own cryptocurrency. We are doing all of the things, you know what I'm saying, that we speak about. So this is my tribe. You know, I have a eclectic background when it comes down to family. So, you know, my blood relatives, you know, had issues with them after my mom decided to change her religion. And then the new family, you know, that we developed had issues there. So for me, I've always felt like my friends were my family.
Yeah.
So when I'm at the Lighthouse, it's like it was more than family. These are my tribe members. These are people, you know, who resonate with me. And we, you know, we have the same goals in our own, you know what I'm saying, unique ways, you know, and we just click. Like I've only known them for about 3 years, but, you know, I trust them, you know, more than some of my relatives.
Yes,
yeah, and everything
family.
That I've done.
I said they're family. Exactly.
Yes, 1,000%, you know, my family. And everything that I've been doing for the past 3 years has been a direct result of me being a part of the Lighthouse. Like all my traveling, I was able to go to Kemet in 2019. That is because, you know, I'm a part of this travel company that, you know, Jamar introduced us to. You know, even with this show, he has his own platform. I learn from him, you know what I'm saying, daily. You know, he gives me tips about, you know, what I can do to get my platform together. You know, he encourages me. You know, a lot of times like I said, I'm not perfect, and I'm this journey. I'm still on it just like everybody else. So a lot of times I do get insecure with myself about who I am, you know, because sometimes, you know, say that again.
Go ahead. I was just saying, I didn't know. I really didn't know that you had those issues. Insecurity, you seem so well, you know, so balanced, and you see what I'm saying? But go ahead.
No, I was saying, well, no, but this is why I say all the time, like, this is why when you see sometimes, if you watch what I do, I'll post when I'm not feeling well. Like, you know, last week I was in a very low vibration and I definitely posted it. Like, yeah, I'm human. This is a forever journey, you know what I mean? Now, what I will say is I am very balanced with my issues, and that's because I'm aware of them. I don't hide from my issues. I don't allow anyone to use my issues against me. I know that I am still human, even though I am also divine, and I'm still on this earth, and I know that I just have to keep growing. I learn from my mistakes and try not to make them twice, you know, and just continue to grow, because there's always, you know, a new lesson. So, yeah, I do get insecure about who I am, because a lot of times, you know, Jamar has to, you know, remind me that I'm his peer, that we are each other's reflection. You know, and sometimes, you know, I see him as a mentor, you know, and not to say that he's above me, but he's definitely, you know, more spiritually inclined, a little bit, you know, deeper in his journey, and I respect that. So sometimes I feel like I'm not on his level. Mm-hmm. And he always reminds me, lets me know that I'm his reflection. I would not be in his universe. I wouldn't be in his aura at all if I weren't.
Yeah.
And all I got to do is just stay my course, keep growing, and keep doing what I'm doing.
Exactly. I hear you say that, and I see you post that a lot, that I am the reflection of you. I have seen you say that a whole lot. And that is powerful. Because like I said, you so balanced, and so your wisdom, I'm telling you. Because one day I was sitting there, right, and my leg wrapped up. I had just got out of the hospital. I was sitting over here. I'm like, I was just depressed. I was down. You know what I'm saying? And I saw you. Mm-hmm. You came on a video, right? And you said, okay, you asked me to show you how to do it. I'm going to show you how I fix my bed. And you got up there and fixed the damn bed. I said, okay, don't say anything about this couch and quit crying. Because you said, I'm going to show you how to do it. You get up there, you flip that mat, you did what you had to do. And then you said, okay, now I'm done. And then you turned off the video. I was like, let me get my butt up, man. I just got up right there. Do you hear me? And the frequencies, like we were talking about the other day, talk about those frequencies. Because when I saw you do that, they just changed my whole energy. You know what I'm saying?
That brings me joy. That's really all I want to do. You know, I just want to show people that everything that I can do, you can do. I as amazing as I am, that means you're amazing too. You know what I'm saying? Another one of the things that I've had to learn to balance, like understanding that I'm great. And, you know, because some people be feeling like I lowball myself, and that really don't be the case. I just truly feel that we are all reflections of each other. We are all just fucking amazing. We just all got to tap into whatever that is. That's how I truly feel about it. So there's nothing that I can do that you can't, and I'm going to show you. And you can probably do it a lot faster because you got 5 more fingers.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. I love you for that, because I said that inspiration pushes me forward, and you are a goddess of many hats. I want you to talk about what gave you the inspiration to start Aspiration TV and your media LLC. We want to talk about those and tell people how to support and different things. What gave you the inspiration to start that?
Well, I was actually in 2017. I was a part of this group that was trying to be an organization. It was called DC Beauties and Bearded Gents. It was a BBW group where, you know, you got big guys, you got big girls, and we all supposed to be about body, you know what I'm saying, empowerment, and we all supposed to get together and do events and, you know, feed the homeless and, you know, build an organization almost like sororities and fraternity kind of thing, you know what I mean, and, you know, have fun, but also do for the community. So
yeah.
I was very intrigued. I wasn't doing too much, and my cousin at the time was, you know, an inspiring model. They was also offering things of that nature, you know, getting into plus-size modeling. So it was just something to, you know, something to get into, and, you know, like I said, I wasn't sure what to do with my life. So came a part of the situation, and it didn't turn out the way it was supposed to be. It turned out to be something else. But I already had in my mind now about this organization, about, you know, the way we can, you know, come together and, you know, do things of this nature. So I came up with Plump Queens. That's where I get my name from, because Plump is an acronym for Powerful Ladies United Making Progress.
Okay.
So I wanted to start a group with just women so we can come together as women. And, of course, I was a big girl, so Plump is supposed to be, you know, a little clever, you know, wording on that. So I just wanted to build this organization of women, you know, of all, you know, all backgrounds, you know, all different, industries and things of that nature, where we can barter, we can help each other out, you know what I'm saying, so we can build each other up. That was my thought process. But it didn't work out. Nobody wanted to join the group on Facebook, you know what I'm saying. I was just posting, and nobody was, you know, jumping on it. So I said, well, I want to do something, you know, so let me start going live. So I just figured, okay, I'm an amputee. I want to inspire, you know, people. So let's make it Amp-spiration, and I'm going to be going live. So let's make it TTV, which stands for Tell Truth Vision.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of how Amp-spiration TTV, you know, was born. And then after a year or two, you know, of just going live, just randomly, you know, I used to go live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, at 9 p.m., and I'd win at 9 p.m. because at the time I wasn't a member yet. I was watching Jamar at 9 a.m.
Okay.
So I made sure I got my lessons at 9 a.m., and then I'll go on and give my inspiration at 9 p.m. So that's kind of, you know, how I had it. So then after a couple of years, you know, everybody was telling me, you know, I need to start to make this a business. This is what I'm putting my energy into. And, you know, I need to also be able to take care of myself, you know. So I was like, okay, cool. Well, these are lives and things of that nature. I got a YouTube page and all that. So this is media. And that's when I thought, well, my stepdad told me he was going to help me get an LLC, I came up with Inspire Media LLC, because my vision now was, we need our own stuff. We need our own media platforms. because, you know, like with Facebook and YouTube, they do a lot of censorship. They're always putting people in jail, and you know what I'm saying? I believe at the time something controversial was going on. I can't even remember, but something controversial was going on, and they were censoring us real bad. So it just came to my mind, like, you know, we need to, you know, do our own thing. You know, we had our own YouTube. Yeah. Where, you know, we can have, you know, your Reza Islams, you know, whoever it is giving out knowledge. We don't, it won't be stopped.
Exactly.
And I'm saying by the government or whatever. So that was my vision for Amspire Media, to be the first melanated YouTube.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's, you know what I'm saying? That's still, you know, my vision for it. You know, so
yeah.
A place where melanated people can go. Because, you know, just like on YouTube, I don't care who you are, how different you are, you can go on YouTube and find something that you're looking for.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
So I wanted a space for us as melanated people to be able
and
to have so we can do this thing.
Yes, and we still need that. Because, like, right now, I've been blocked since December on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So I've been over here on social media. I mean, Social Africa. That's a black platform, an African brother, he has it. So we do need our own platforms. And that's what I don't understand about our people, because we know these people and their media and they telling us lies. That's why I always give a salute to our black media platforms, because we got to keep bringing us this truth. We got to tell the stories that are affecting us, because they don't focus on us.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, it's always right. Something negative. Always something negative.
That is the motto of Amspire Media. You know what I'm saying? This is a space, you know, for us to tell our own stories and to control our own narrative.
Exactly, exactly. So with that, does the, I'm sorry, I got tongue. But does the Amspire Media do that? That goes right into your community work as well, right?
Yes, that my vision for that, well, that's the business part, and I'm developing that now. I've gotten into some, you know, some amazing things and networking with some amazing people. So the vision I had has broadened.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I have a host of different things that, you know, I plan to do, you know, with it, and I'm about to be in a financial position to make it happen. So I can't even tell you exactly what, you know, I'm going to have going on, because I just have so much, I have choices to make. I'll just say that. But either way, I'm definitely, it's podcasts, you know, any form of fashion of a way for us to get this knowledge out. And I'm collaborating with other people, because I'm not the only one, you know, who has knowledge. I know so many people who know so many things. You know, knowledge is infinite. And I'm a firm believer that everybody has their own lane. I don't believe that everybody should be looking up the same things. I don't believe everybody should be, you know, the master of this particular, you know what I'm saying, of everything. Everybody got their lane. Everybody is interested in different things. So instead of me, if I know someone, you know, that knows something, you know, fluently, I'm going to go to that person, you know what I'm saying, and go to them for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then we need our voices heard. You know, I'm very, you know, I have no problem with my throat chakra. It is very much open. You know, I have no problem with speaking my mind, you know what I'm saying, and things of that nature. But there are other people, you know, not so much. And they just need a platform to be comfortable to do it.
Yes, a safe space.
So
safe,
I
want to
provide.
Yes.
So I want to provide, you know, a space for that, for, you know, to encourage people to speak their truth. Because, you know, I'm not the only one. This is like, again, you say I'm wise and I'm still growing, because I'll be 36 on my next birthday. I don't even think I'm old enough to use the word wise, to be quite honest. But what I will say is my soul is old. That would go into the things that I learned when I first got into the Lighthouse. My first awakening, I met a sister who was a numerologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I clung to her. And she was a 9. She told me about life paths. My life path is a 9. So this is why I have this platform. This is why, you know, I took my accident so well. This is why, you know, I know so many things, you know, at such a young age, because I've done this before.
Wow.
And it's actually a gift in the
same time. Let me ask you this. When is your birthday?
April 9th, 1985.
April 9th. So you are Aries. I'm trying to, because I think my life path is a 9 as well. My birthday, March 5th.
Okay. I'll tell you how to find your life path. You add the number, the day you were born, the month you were born, and the year you were born all together, and then you round it up, you break it down to a single digit. So, okay, you said you was born on March 5th. So that's 3 and 5 is 8. What year were you born?
1972.
Okay, 72 is 9. 9 and 9 is 18. 18 and 1 is 19. 1 and 9 is 10. 10 and 8 is definitely 9. You are a life path 9.
Oh, wow. I knew I had heard that before. And I'm telling you, I connect with you so on so many levels, and it's a trip. And you look, my baby is an Aries. Her birthday is April the 5th.
All right. Okay. This is all divine. There's no coincidences, and I do not believe in coincidences anymore. Everything happens the way it's supposed to, and everything in divine timing.
Exactly. And that's what I'm every day the ancestors show me something different. Do you feel me, Sid? Because
yes, ma'am.
I be looking at things, and sometimes I get to thinking and get to be like questioning myself, questioning, am I on the right path? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, they don't understand, and I think that they're afraid more than anything because they see what's going on. But I think they're afraid to make that change, right? So I be so confused, and I don't like being in that situation because you have your people over here, they cause me. Something wrong with you, crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'm just not seeing it like you seeing it anymore. And that's where that self-love, self-healing, and self-growth comes in, right? So I want to talk about that because a lot of our people, they don't love themselves, so they are complacent and comfortable, right? They allow things to keep going on and keep occurring that they know, they see it. But without their self-love and healing, they don't want nothing else for themselves. So let's talk about that for a minute, because a lot of our people need to focus on it.
Well, you know, it's really hard to teach. What does this Frederick Douglass say? You know, it's easy to teach a boy than to reprogram a man. He said something to that nature.
Yeah. It's easier to strong black children than to fix broken men.
So that's really what that is, and it goes back to, again, knowing who you are and not being strong enough to deal with rebuilding that and truly finding out who that is. This society has taught us that life is about going to school, going to college, getting a job, working for somebody else, working until you're about 65 years old, getting you a Camaro and a nice house till you retire and die. That's what they teach us, you know, life is about.
Yeah.
They teach us if you're not married with children, that you're inadequate. If you don't fit this mold of what society says that a successful life is, then you failed. And that's beat into you your whole life. We're not taught to actually find out what we're good at and what we're supposed to be doing. So it's hard. Yeah, I mean, and I overstand it. People think I don't overstand it, but it is really, really hard to tell somebody you know, everything you know is wrong. Everything your mama told you was wrong. Everything your grandma told you was wrong. All the people that you loved, that you trusted, that you respected, everything they taught you was wrong. That's a hard pill to swallow. We all seen The Matrix. You see how Keanu Reeves acted when he first took the pill and they unplugged him?
Yeah.
That's a hard mental break. And to be quite honest, we're not all built for that.
I agree on
that. Hard pill to swallow, but that's what it is. Not everybody's going to make it, sis.
Yeah. And that's why I say
one of the things I have to learn on my purpose. It's a hard lesson to learn. I'm still learning it.
Yeah.
But everybody is not going to make it. But what people don't understand is that, you know, death is an illusion.
Mm.
We're energy, and energy never dies. All energy does is transform. So if you don't come here and find your purpose, you just going to have to come back here and do it again.
So that is true. That if you don't complete your task here, you're gonna keep coming back to this dimension until you complete.
That's it. Now think about if everybody thought believed that. Mm. Do you see how that would change how people would move?
Yes.
Because you would think to yourself, damn, I do not want to go through this bullshit no more. There's no way I want to live this life again. So you know what? I'm going to learn this lesson. I'm going to find this purpose. So I ain't got to go through this shit no more.
Exactly. Wow.
People would think differently. People would do different things if they knew that this is just a physical death, that who you really are is going to come back and do it again.
Mm.
That's why we have deja vu. Just think about that. How can you possibly remember doing something that you've never done?
How can you possibly
be in a place, know that you've been in a place that you've never been?
How?
Your brain records everything. Everything you experience, you keep.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why when you come back here in this life, you see it.
We just have to remember who we are.
That's it. Once you remember who you are, once you tap into that, all that'll be revealed. But you gotta want it. That's what people don't understand. That's how you ignite that. You have to want it. It's almost like, you know, a light bulb going off. What you seek, you shall find. When you put that in your mind, like you said, you want to find your purpose. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you keep saying that, the universe is going to answer you. I ask the same question. The universe, I just want to fulfill my purpose. You know what I'm saying? Whatever this is, that's what I want. Even on surface things like relationships. You know, growing up, like I said, I was a good girl. Didn't think that I was going to have a boyfriend, especially. I didn't have a boyfriend when I had two arms, and now I got one arm. I don't think men are going to really, you know, find that attractive either. You know, sex is one thing. My arm ain't got nothing to do with my vagina. But, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, marriage, kids and all that, like I said, I wasn't that girl before, so now I've got one arm, so I didn't think, you know, anybody would take me seriously. So instead of me being upset about that or being depressed or, you know, whatever, I just asked the universe, like, I don't have to get married or anything like that. I just want the people in my life to be genuine, whether it be romantic, whether it be family, you know, whether it be friends. Whoever's in my life, I just want them to be genuine. And if they're not genuine, I want them to go.
And it gave me just that.
Everybody that was not supposed to be in my life left. Everybody that was supposed to stay, stayed. Everybody I'm supposed to connect with, I do.
Yeah. And I don't know why you would say you didn't think, you don't think you would be married, because you are a beautiful queen. I see. And I wanted to ask you that. Look, you were talking about it when you were talking about Amspire Media, right? I was going to ask you, are you a model? Because I love how you take your pics. But I say, God damn, she fine. How you did? I'm thinking you a modeling and everything, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't see anything wrong.
I'll say this. If anybody hire me for a job, I don't think I'll turn it down. I'll say that, but I'm definitely not signed to nobody's modeling agency. I just using my creative, mind along with my cousin, I started this platform and I needed to promote it. And I didn't know how else to promote it but use myself.
So are those professional pictures?
Yes, my cousin is a professional photographer. My cousin is an aspiring photographer. She has a business, Boy Van, photography. And so we kind of just collaborated together so we can, build, what we were doing. She needed, a muse, and I needed advertisement. So it worked out.
Very nice. Very nice. I mean, they are gorgeous. So I am very impressed because, like I said, I thought you were a model. And then I noticed, I see that you work for Southern Vegan Soul Cafe, right? And I was talking to, before the show started, they work closely with Feed and Georgia Families. And like I said, they sent us a box from Amazon last month, me and my family in Memphis. I want you to tell us about Southern Vegan Soul Cafe and Feed Georgia Families and how we can support those initiatives as well, because I know that they do a lot of community work in Macon down there. So tell us about this.
Okay, well, Southern Vegan Soul Cafe is run and owned by Jessica Mack. She is an awesome friend of mine. I met her a year or so ago. We are the only vegan restaurant in Macon, Georgia right now. We are located at 3348 Vineville Avenue in Macon, Georgia. And, I'm going to have you let her tell you her story. I'm going to see if I can get her on your show so she can talk about that. But she has been a vegan for 9 years, and she wanted to share her lifestyle, with the world. She is a beautiful soul. She does everything. She sings, she's a great mother, she does hair, and she can cook her ass off, okay?
She'll be looking so good, because one day I asked her, I said, can you mail me something? She said.
Yeah, she's uberly dope. I don't know how she does it, but, she makes everything from scratch, all of her sauces. Yeah, it's just delicious, and it's, right now we have our Mexican menu, because we just reopened, but we're going to be reintroducing, our full menu. And I'm talking about macaroni and cheese, collard greens, cornbread, fried chicken, pepper steak. Pulled barbecue.
I'm going to have to make a
trip. Yeah, that's what we talk about, and it's all vegan. And her sweets is ridiculous. Like, I'm telling you, she got this peach cobbler cinnamon roll.
Oh my goodness, just the name sounds good.
Yeah, cupcakes, everything you could think of, brownies, cookies. She does everything. It is delicious. You must come down there. She is more, like I said, she would be more, helpful with telling you about that other organization, that you mentioned. But yeah, she deals with all vegan organizations to help. Like, she's just really about helping the people and, feeding us the right way. She turned vegan and changed her life, so she wants others to change their lives too. But they started the food boxes last year, because of the pandemic, and they were doing it every Tuesday. Now, at our restaurant, it's the first Tuesday of every month. Now, there are different locations that are also doing it as well on different days. Like I said, I'll talk to Jessica and see if y'all can talk and have her on here so she can give you more details about that. But it's definitely a really, really good, you know, thing, because it's one thing, like, you know how when you feed the homeless, you give them sandwiches and, you know, whatever it is that you have, but, and that's awesome. It's not to say that, you know, not to knock nobody, you feeding somebody that doesn't have food, so that's dope. But what are you feeding them, though?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they need to eat, but they really don't need to be eating cheeseburgers, though.
Exactly.
You know, they're already homeless. They're already living out on the streets. If anything, eating healthy, they need to eat the healthy, because, you know, they're not in great living conditions and, you know, and things of that nature. So we need to start feeding everybody right. It's not just about feeding you. Now it's about feeding you the right thing. See, maybe if they were eating better, maybe their mental state might get a little better. Maybe they can get off the streets.
Thank you. And then they got to understand them cheeseburgers bring health problems on top of that. And that's one of the things that our people, they love to say, and I've been guilty of it as well. I'm just used to it. That's what I've raised on. No, we got to change so that our children can start eating healthier. Because just like I said, with that box they sent us, it was completely, fruits, vegetables, things that we didn't have to, all that sugar and different things like that. No, I was able to cook meals and feed my babies. You know what I'm saying? So I totally understand what you're saying. And that's why I was so impressed by, and you said her name is Sister Jessica, when I heard about the vegan boxes, you know what I'm saying? Giving away vegan boxes. They don't do that.
Nope. And I make sure I get a box. Yo, those boxes can feed you for a week. Now, I know it's just me. I don't have children and all that, but they give you a lot of good fresh produce.
Oh yes, yes.
And
look,
it's straight off the farm.
I can testify.
Straight off the farm too. Like, it's really fresh straight out of the farm. Like, they had two in the last box. They had two cabbages, and one of the cabbages still had the root on it.
Wow.
Like,
see,
they, like they literally plucked it out the ground and put it in that box and gave it to me.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm starting a garden and I'm excited about that. Oh, okay. Now, see, that's what we got to do again this summer. We did it, tried to do it last summer, but we're going to have to be diligent about that, because growing your own food is the most powerful thing you can do.
You should start now. I started 2 weeks ago, and I already got sprouts. I've been real excited about my sprouts. I've been posting them on Facebook and all excitement. You should start now. You can start. I'm starting in my – and I live in Georgia, but I live in an apartment. And my apartment is on the second floor. So I'm starting inside of my living room. I have a raised bed that I got off of Amazon. And I bought some potting soil and stuff from Lowe's or Home Depot, one of them places. And so I started, and, you know, I'm starting certain ones, and then I'm going to put them into pots, you know, as they get bigger, and just have them on my terrace. You know what I'm saying? You can start right now.
Man, okay. Look, I'm on the second floor too, but we don't have a terrace. That's what I want, a patio. So it can get that sunlight so that it can germinate the seeds. That's what happened with mine last year. I don't have any sunlight here. You see what I'm saying? So you do have a terrace.
Okay.
Yours is gonna be fine. Yours is gonna be able to grow.
Well, we're gonna put that out. We're gonna put out that energy that you're gonna figure that out. Because actually, there's a sister. Her name is Tazara Path. You should look her up as well. She has a program called Concrete Gardening, where she teaches you how to garden, you know what I'm saying, in your home, because she lives in New York.
Okay. And what's her name again?
Her name is Tazara Path. You can find her on Instagram as well as Facebook.
Okay.
T-A-Z-A-R-A-P-A-T-H. And I don't even want to say her last name wrong, so I'm not even going to try it.
Okay. And I'll get that concrete garden. I so appreciate it. I have enjoyed you so very much. I want you to get us a closing together. And I want to thank everyone for joining in and listening in today. Please join us on Truth and Power Corner every Friday at 5 p.m. Central Time. We have had a fabulous conversation with Sister and Plump Queen out of Georgia.
Yes.
Phenomenal sister. Please reach out. Sis, I want you to, as well, in your closing, you know, just give us some for the people, you know, and make sure you give them your contact information so that they can reach out and support. You see what I'm saying? Your,
yes,
you know, whatever
yes, ma'am.
You want them to reach out to and support you. So, like I said, thank you for giving us your time today. I have enjoyed this conversation. You are always, always welcome back anytime. So,
no,
go ahead.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate you having me so much. I will be here anytime you need, and anytime you want me here, I'll definitely show up. You guys can catch me on YouTube at Amspiration TTV. That is AmpSpiratonTTV. Okay. You can also catch me on Instagram. I've actually been a little bit more vocal on my personal page, so I'll give you guys that. It'll be at 9plump9queen9. What else? How else can you find me? You can find me on Facebook, Plump Queen, P-L-U-M-P, Queen. What else? And if you go on any of those places, you can find my digital business card. I have a host of things. I am a brand ambassador for a soap company called Tiffy's Corner.square.site. Make sure y'all go there. She has the best organic products on the planet. This is another sister, I would say, sister, that you need to try to get on your radio show. She is a doula. She is a wife, a mother of 7 children, and she makes everything from scratch. And they also have 3 other businesses that they run together as a family. This is amazing.
Okay. She's so seriously right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You should definitely hit her up, too.
Okay.
Her products have changed my life. Something else I asked the universe for. I told the universe that I wanted to start, you know, making sure that I use everything organic, all of the products that I use. You know, I wanted to live this healthy lifestyle. So lead me. And I came across her. And, you know what I'm saying? She's been awesome. So, you know, definitely look for her. And what I would say, my last words to everyone is find your purpose. You were not born, you know what I'm saying, to work, pay bills, and die. That is not why you were born. You know what I'm saying? So you find your purpose and do for self. No one is going to do for you better than you. Not this government, not nobody. Grow your own food. Unite with your family. Get your own land. Ownership. All of those things are important for you to survive. And I mean all of that with love. I love, love, love y'all. And y'all be inspired.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like I said, we have had an awesome show. Thank you all for joining us today on the Truth and Power Corner. We have had Sister and Plump Queen out of Macon, Georgia, out of Georgia. She has been, this has been a great show. Reach out, support this queen on her platform. She's a phenomenal woman. We are here together. We got to get this together, people. We got to do better, family. If we don't do better for ourselves, guess what? No one else is. No one else is. We got to love us. We got to love us first, and we got to make these changes for our babies. Again, sis, like I said, thank you for giving us your time, your wisdom. And that's what I meant to tell you. Your age has nothing to do with the wisdom that the ancestors are bringing forth. Trust and believe. Your wisdom, I appreciate it. I love it. And we all do.
I love you.
Great evening. Thank you for joining us. This has been the Truth and Power Corner. We love you all. All power to the people. Black power.
Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Alton Sterling. God knows how many more you didn't kill. But I'm gonna let you know right now, we done marching. We done protesting. This is war.
Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour. I'm for the struggle, I give them my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a path on my chest. Folks think I'm dripping and say that I'm strange, cause all I be dropping is knowledge. I speak philosophy, real anthropology, dropping most times to college. Picking dimensions, I talk mathematics, I move through this life universally. Unapologetic, I never regret it, dismiss it if you talk commercially. There was a land hug, I live in the truth, believing nothing until you show proof. Good, bad, the ugly, the facts of the facts, and the facts of the self, and it's killing our youth. We better wake up and make a decision, and change up our mental, our focus, our vision, before we get something, the murderous system that set up the tale. So pop on my words, and the powers that wanna be altered, they gonna be blotted, the fact that they kill us. Methodically, but we all see that it's right there in front of us. So arrogant that they tell us their strategy. Soldiers are ready, my people are tired. Our weapons so thick, so it's time to go get it. You wanted to battle, we finished the shit. Come up to the front line, it's time to go get it.
Fist
in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a path on my chest. Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a path on my chest. The devil is closing it fast. Killing off all of our future, so tell me that's why we keep giving the pass. When they doing it with no conscience, being dismissive, killing our brothers and sisters and fathers and making excuses about it. Instead of taking a head of their body and tearing their heart about it. I'm sick of oppression, I'm sick of the struggling, homie, I'm sick of the lies. Sick of these crooked ass crafts just riding, randomly taking them lives. We need to do something that's better than nothing. Standing is better than kneeling, bleeding is better than begging the devil for peace, man. I take it to giving the feeling. Time to rise, unite, homie, it's time to get it right. Cause if we don't, we won't. It's just a life I go from day to night. Get us on track. Get back online and just focus upon my people. Stop worrying about the devils and stop trying to be their equal. Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a path on my chest. Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a path on my chest.